This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Thursday, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte was greeted by protesters in Billings over his stance not to use available state money to fund SNAP food assistance now that the federal government has stopped those benefits. Gianforte was to accept an award from the Mountain States Policy Center at a dinner in Billings Thursday night. Protesters gathered outside the venue calling for state funding of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Protesters organized by People United Billings rallied to urge the governor to use the state's budget surplus to fully fund SNAP. The demonstration was a direct response to Gianforte's position that the state cannot fund the federal program without guarantees for reimbursement. Montana state government can use money from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, fund. The program has a surplus that could be used to fund SNAP. When Gianforte's advisors were asked whether the governor's office was considering TANF or any other state program to address the SNAP funding shortfall, officials said the program remains the federal government's responsibility. Even though Montana's Republican governor refuses to provide money for food for Montanans who qualify for SNAP in response to reductions in the federal SNAP program, Butte Silverbow will start hosting emergency food drives at the Butte Civic Center. One local Butte teacher said it was a student's tears that assured him this was the right thing to do. Butte School Superintendent Jim O'Neill said, "The teacher had a student in her office Monday that had a meltdown, crying, because he was really concerned about where his family's next meal and meals after that would be coming from." Butte Chief Executive J.P. Gallagher made an emergency proclamation on November 5th to make sure local food banks would have food so local families in need would get a meal. Butte Silverbow, a city county, levied 2 mills totaling about $182,000 in emergency funds from tax rolls to go to the local food bank, the Butte Rescue Mission, and other agencies for food distribution. The Butte Rescue Mission serves 3 meals a day for both its clients and anyone in the community. Butte Chief Executive J.P. Gallagher said, "We're in an emergency situation. We live in such a great community that always steps up and takes care of its own when we have people in need," Gallagher said. The proclamation will remain in effect until the chief executive determines the emergency has been lifted. Last Friday, November 7th, a food drive began at the Butte Civic Center that will continue every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 in the evening at the Civic Center. Butte School Superintendent Jim O'Neill said that for people donating food, "All people have to do is drive through, we'll come out, get your food donation, bring it into the Civic Center, the food bank will pick it up the next day, so we'll do it as long as we need to," O'Neill said. About 10% of Butte Silverbow's population participates in SNAP, so when reductions due to the government shutdown went into effect, Butte's community action team met and came up with the plan for the food drive and increased food distribution until either the state government or federal government restores SNAP benefits.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.